Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
In order that he might teach his beloved bride the value of his presence, the Lord is pleased to hide himself from her from time to time. For it is in those barren times that the hunger for his fellowship is developed. It is in this personal acquaintance with their own fickleness and impotence that he is pleased to give his children the longing for his deliverance. The sad rule of the flesh is that we do not value those things which are easily obtained, nor do we hunger and thirst after those things which can be had at a moment's notice. So it is in the predestined purpose of God to cause his people to languish from time to time in great duress and times of leanness in order to bring them to a place of comfort through the working of his Spirit in them. The happy, happy, ever happy religion of our time knows nothing of this. The average so-called Christian of our day knows nothing of what it is to be pining for his presence. They have no idea of what the psalmist meant when he said, O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee, in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. The man-made Christian's praise of God is limited to a consideration of the present blessings he is receiving. He is convinced by his miserable comforters that he has the power to be blessed whenever he desires to be, and can easily be satisfied with loaves, fishes, and crumbs. In Psalm 88, we read of the author's longings, which have him upon the brink of total despair, saying, For my soul is full of troubles, and my life draweth nigh unto the grave. I am counted with them that go down into the pit. I am as a man that hath no strength, free among the dead, like the slain that lie in the grave, whom thou rememberest no more, and they are cut off from thy hand. Thou hast laid me in the lowest pit, in darkness, in the deeps. Thy wrath lieth hard upon me, and thou hast afflicted me with all thy waves, Selah. Thou hast put away mine acquaintance far from me. Thou hast made me an abomination unto them. I am shut up, and I cannot come forth. Mine eye mourneth by reason of affliction. Lord, I have called daily upon thee. I have stretched out my hands unto thee. Is this not descriptive of the very soul sufferings of Christ, as he bore the awful curse of sin in our behalf? Indeed, the Lord would have us to be acquainted with his grief, in order to remind us that our salvation is not, yea, cannot be of ourselves. Christ has trod the winepress of God's wrath in our stead, so that we might come to the place of rejoicing that the psalmist records in the very next psalm, saying, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. He will not cast us off forever because of that which our blessed Lord has endured for us. By his grace, he is faithful to send leanness to our souls in order that we might glory only in his deliverance. The psalmist had been given some taste of the preciousness of the Lord's blessing in such a way that he longed once more for it. He knew that at the present time they had great lack. He also knew that the Lord alone could provide what they needed, as he cried, O Lord God of hosts, cause thy face to shine. That man who has tasted of the preciousness of the Lord's presence, revealed by God alone, cannot help but to desire to see it over and over. Yesterday's manna will not suffice for today's hunger. Paul said, Oh, that I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. We long to see him face to face, for God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Then he expresses his hope, the very source of his comfort, saying, And we shall be saved. The salvation which our Lord has provided for us was accomplished in eternity. It is manifested in the present time, and we know it shall be completely and perfectly enjoyed by those who are the Lord's own throughout the ages to come. The last enemy which shall be destroyed is death. The sons of God languish and long for that moment, when this mortal shall put on immortality, and this corruptible shall put on incorruption. Death shall be swallowed up in victory, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In the meantime, he has sent us a comforter, who shall give us such things as we need, and bring us in a way which we knew not, but that one which he, the man of sorrows, is fully acquainted with. Do you long for the presence of God? Christ alone can satisfy that desire.
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.